Mackey here. It's the Pat and JT Podcast.
Pat and JT Podcast.
We are Pat and JT, another fun-filled week, and it's still weird not doing a Friday live on Facebook. If you're listening to this on Friday, we didn't do a live today. We're doing it on Mondays now at 11:30.
So forewarned, yeah. It's forearmed. Forewarned is forearmed. You've been noted. You've been duly noted. Noticed. Noted. Yeah, notified, noticed. Whatever. Just know we're going to be live on Monday, yeah. Facebook. So you can jump in. And it'll probably be at what, 11:30 is what we're aiming at, right?
Yep. 11:30 seemed to be a good spot last week. So yeah, I'm
good thinking. Lord. Okay. So we'll do that. And in the meantime, thank you to Centris Federal Credit Union, ready and waiting to help you save some money. They have a club account. You choose the amount of time you put the money away, and then it's safe. So you can't spend it, which is a really cool deal. And until then, you can contribute as much as you'd like in the account, knowing that it's safe from that unintentional spending, but it also grows, and then you'll have some money saved away for the holiday season or for whatever you're saving for. Might be for 6 months, might be for a year, whatever you decide. Stop by the website, check out any of their locations. They can help you out with that federally insured NCUA.
CentrisFCU.org and 402-334-7000.
All right, so just grab a handful of stories. The first one is the probably the most... I have nothing to support any of this except for the accounts that reposted it. So I'm leaning heavy on the fact that I kind of trust these accounts that posted this stuff. But they're saying that there is a little bit of panic in the Kardashian world that Kris Jenner may have had some dealings with Diddy back in the day. And I'm not sure exactly what that means, but one did say that she and Kim apparently had been at some of the freakout parties.
So like, I'm sure a lot of people have had like just dealings with him in business and whatever, but it's a very limited number of people who have gone to the freakout parties. If I had heard, like, if somebody's like, "Hey, you're going to go to Diddy's freakout party," and I didn't know what was going on there, I would be like, "Yeah, I'm going to go to Diddy's freakout party." And then as soon as you find out what's going on, you're like, "I got to get out of here." But
remember what's his name? Shannon Sharp had his on his podcast, and I can't say the Cat Williams had him on, and he mentioned the fact if you get invited to a Diddy party, go the other way.
Well, I will know.
It was just kind of like common knowledge, dude. If you go, just know it's
so
not.
If you're going to get that invite, you would have an idea of what the party's about. It's not like they're just spraying the neighborhood with invites. They okay.
There was just a risk and reward. Both were high. So the high reward came with extremely high risk. Like you kind of knew it was like, okay, if you do this, you're locked in. That's it. And who knows what happens after that. So now that they've had the raids on his homes and they took all the stuff, and you've heard the people saying, you know, little things like about certain stars. Wow, I hope so-and-so is able to get the tapes out. Well, not just meaning that they were hoping that they could get their hands on them, so they wouldn't be implicated, but also because they just didn't want it to get out what happened to them. And there's some pretty big names that were attached to that. And then J-Lo getting kind of drug into it last week. There's been more stories about her and her involvement. And I was just talking to a friend of mine yesterday who shops at the same tinfoil hat store I do. And, but now all this stuff is becoming more and more mainstream. You're starting to hear people, oh my God, just the other night, there was a regular news story. And they talked about things that went on in the 60s, 50s, 60s, 60s in particular, 60s and 70s, during the hippie movement, which I'd thrown out there before, was kind of guided by the government to a degree, but the whole LSD was laboratory based to a degree, and there was some push kind of to derail certain movements that were going on and to derail other things. So there were some people who were kind of plants that would get involved in the movement, and then next thing you know, have you heard of MK Ultra?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was in the story. I'm like,
oh, yeah,
MK Ultra out loud. Everybody heard that. So
nobody's supposed to talk about Fight Club, and they're talking about Fight Club.
They're talking about Fight Club. So hopefully some people Googled, what? MK Ultra, what the hell is that? And maybe that'll be kind of a gateway for some people to read about some stuff, some government pro, because that was a government program, mm-hmm. but it just doesn't get talked about. Everybody just kind of ignores it. And so anyway, going back to J-Lo, that there were some possible government involvement. Some people are saying that he and a couple other well-known people are actually were kind of government agents to a degree, that may have been, there may have been some federal connections with some federal three-letter agencies, kind of, you know, one of those undercover, the whole, maybe it wasn't something you could find in the public files when you went to the organization. Yeah. Went to dig up, you couldn't just look up Diddy's name. Mm-hmm. Somebody's list in a secret file somewhere and was part of some kind of operations that were going on, kind of like Epstein, because Epstein too, they do believe there's some government connections there because he had the connections to all these people, and then they could get big deals done because mm-hmm. they knew they had the goods on people, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And so yeah,
it's like the mafia, man. They get, they get in and they kind of eat the inside of your organization or your family or whatever it is. Like what eats, like maggots eats insides? I don't know, whatever. And they just
parasite.
Parasite. And you can't get rid of them. You can't, because they have too much over you. So then you're screwed.
Now you have to do their bidding or your family gets hurt.
Yeah.
You get exposed. I mean, there's so many opportunities. So anyway, yeah, the whole thing with J-Lo, apparently it's getting a little darker than it was a week ago when we were first kind of like, oh, there's that story. And then we talked to her this week about, you know, maybe she was the one that smuggled the gun in, right? And we, you know, that could be. But actually, I think the involvement was a little deeper than that. And same way Ben Affleck might also be kind of, he's got to be, because he's known her for 25 years,
yeah,
right? Affleck had to know. I mean, honestly, didn't he date her right after Diddy?
I think so.
And then she married Mark Anthony?
Something like that. I think that feels right.
I feel like he was in between Diddy and Mark Anthony.
Boy, that's a terrible place to be.
What a lineup. It's like, does she have a type? I mean,
it's like all over the place.
Because they are about as different guys as you could ask for.
And I did a little poll yesterday.
Yeah.
About, because I thought for sure that if somebody had a boyfriend or a husband that, and they asked them to sneak a gun into a nightclub, that the ladies would be like, yeah, sure, I got your back. Not one person said yes. And actually, Jazz is somebody we work with, said that she goes, no, I would turn to my boyfriend or husband and say, you can do it. Don't be a pussy.
That's right.
And I'm like, oh, okay.
Handle your own gun.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then immediately I think of the, was it Full Metal Jacket? This is my weapon. This is my gun.
Mm-hmm.
yeah, that's right. It's like, you want me to what?
Yeah, excuse yourself.
Mm-hmm. Big dog.
The only way I could think to even ask, and I get it now, to only ask somebody else to sneak a gun is if you're already filled with guns.
Right? You don't have any more pockets.
Right. All your pockets are filled with ammo and guns, and you're just like, I just need a hand.
I don't have it. I need an extra hand here. Can you help me out?
Yeah.
Right. Can you carry my bag?
That's what I was thinking.
Carry my gun.
Yeah, it wasn't like I want you to get in trouble, not me. It was more like
I can't imagine Diddy saying, can you just help me out here? I just don't have any more pockets.
Yeah, right.
That's all it is. No. That's not it. Good. I'm glad you did that little unscientific survey.
Uh-huh, super unscientific.
To see what the rest of the world thought about all of this. So anyway, yeah, the Kardashian thing, there's a couple of videos too that were posted yesterday, and a couple of people claiming that she's gone into hiding, that she's not, you can't find Kris Jenner anywhere. And going back to Kris Jenner, I'm sorry about that. And that she's kind of disappeared, and there's some videos of her with him at different parties and at different hangouts, and they're very, very cozy. Mm-hmm. Like they knew each other. It wasn't, and not like cozy, like, oh God, something's going on there. It's more like cozy, like, yeah, they definitely knew each other.
Yeah.
They were familiar. They, mm-hmm. It was no big deal to run into each other. So, Anyway, did you hear about that TikToker that died unexpectedly last week? She was 36 years old. She was a conspiracy theory TikToker.
No.
And she was doing a lot of stuff on Diddy and on a couple of other things. And she died last week. She had a huge following. Let me see if I can find her real quick. You can probably Google it.
Fine.
Let me look here. 36. She was 36. What was her name? Hold on. I'll find her. There she is. Kyle Marissa Roth. on TikTok. I don't know what her handle was on TikTok, but she died and her family has not yet revealed the cause of death, but they were worried about her because of the deep dives she was doing, especially getting in on the information about Diddy and some other people too. And she would, the few of these videos I've seen of her, she would start with, "You want to know more? I'll give you more." You know, it was just like, "Here's some more." And she was really pretty, very brash, and just kind of like, she went through the facts of stuff, and she wasn't like sitting there reading the facts to you. These were things that she knew when she did the videos. It was, she was well prepared. You know, it was just like in conversation.
Interesting. So I see. And she has like these blinds. She has a whole like folder category on Diddy blinds.
She was all on the blinds. That was her TikTok, was all about doing. And we say the blinds, those are kind of like, we've talked about that other podcast, Beyond the Blinds or Behind the Blinds, whatever, where they read these things that are posted that don't name names, but they kind of give you a clue about A-list celebrity was seen with B-list singer at a nightclub, blah, 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 you know, or something like that. And they don't name names. And then you try and figure out who it is. And sometimes then they come back and they fill in the blanks. So she would take those blinds and then she would name names. And so I saw that and I got to watching some of her videos. She's kind of hard to watch because she's pretty like in your face when she does the videos.
I'm watching one of them. I just kind of, it's kind of back in and out. And
it's a lot to aggressive. Watch. It's like, okay, you're making me seasick.
That's too bad.
I would listen to her, but she had some stuff and she was going down a rabbit hole on Diddy and J-Lo. And then she died. So not knowing what's going on yet, but just leave that there. So anywho, kind of creepy.
Yeah, very creepy.
So we'll see where that stuff goes. Let's see here. What else did I have that I had grabbed this week? Did you have anything you wanted to throw out? Did you do anything for Soph's birthday? What's going on?
Oh, we just had people like family over. Mm-hmm. And Sophia did. We didn't talk about this yesterday, did we? Her tattoo?
No, we did not.
Yeah, she surprised me on her 19th birthday. She got a tattoo in honor of me on her arm, which I'm a tattoo guy. I think tattoos are cool.
Like, well, I'm glad she didn't just decide to get the one you have.
Right, my pink hairy Nebraska N.
You said, yeah. At first, when you were describing it, it was like you were kind of tiptoeing around. Not tiptoeing. It wasn't that extreme, but it was kind of being evasive just a little bit about what she did. She
got the tattoo. Did you think it was a Husker and you did? That's awesome.
Sure as shit I did, because you said she got it in honor of me. And I'm just like, oh my God, she got a red N. Oh my God, did she get a red N? I'm like, that would have been perfect.
Oh my gosh. I don't know what I would have done if she got a red N.
So she did not get a red end.
No, she did not. She got like this really kind of funky, artsy looking microphone on her forearm. It's really cool. I love it. And she loves it. So she loves it. I love it. It's cool. And it was like super sweet for her to get that pain on her birthday for me on her birthday. So that means a lot to me. Yeah.
That is very cool. That is very cool. So, all right. So cool. So well, good enough. And then I think I had a couple more stories here for you. One is, it just kind of like a stupid little list, but it's the 10 most followed Instagram accounts, and it is insane. Number 10 has over 300 million followers.
Jeez.
Number 10, and that's Khloe Kardashian.
And knowing how much money people that we work with that have less than a million followers, like 800, 900,000, how much money they make per post, I can't imagine.
Oh, okay, then listen to this list. So number 10 is Khloe, 310 million. Okay. At 319 is Beyonce. Killing 319 with 364 million is Kim Kardashian. But Ariana Grande has 380 million.
I didn't see that one coming.
Right? There's only three guys on the list, and one of them is number six, 397 million, Dwayne Johnson. Kylie Jenner is at 400 million. 429 million is Selena Gomez. And the number two and three, I'll tell you right now, number one is Instagram itself, has the most followers at 672 million. I bet there's a bunch of bots and they paid for them. But anyway.
Yeah, why would you follow Instagram?
Right. But number three and number two are soccer players.
Messi, I bet, is one of them.
He's number three. And Cristiano Ronaldo is number two at 628 million followers.
Oh, wow. That's
so over twice what Khloe Kardashian and Beyonce have. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Yeah, that is crazy.
I mean,
I would love to be just set free in their DMs for about an hour and just see some of the crazy stuff that gets sent to them.
Yeah. Yeah. I would be happy if I could have that many followers for one post and then I'll retire.
Yeah. Seriously.
That'd be good.
Right. Then you'd shut down you wouldn't. You'd get addicted to it. You'd want to get more and more and more and more.
It'd be hard to go away. It would. Yeah. So crazy stuff. Hey, before we go on, if you're looking for something to do this weekend, have you been to Lauritsen Gardens lately? I remember the first time I went there. Have you been there before, Pat?
A long time ago, yeah.
I mean, blows your mind. If you haven't been there before, it is amazing. But they have something going on right now for the kids, and it's called the Brick Live Brickosaurs, which is like Jurassic level, right? But for Omaha's Lauritsen Gardens. And they use these bricks. Oh, what, like 1.5 million bricks to make about 30 different dinosaur sculptures that are all around.
They're big. And it's not like little tiny tabletop things. There are some. Yeah. These are huge.
Huge. So you got the big old T-Rex. You got the Stegosaurus, the Triceratops. Like there's 30 different sculptures that are there. And it's going on now through the 12th of May. And just a little hint for you. Once you go to Lauritsen Gardens, if you've never been there, you're going to want to go back. And the membership is really inexpensive for all that you get. So you might look into just being a member, because membership, you can go to this for free.
Right.
But you can get tickets too, and they're really reasonable as well.
LauritsenGardens.com. Sorry. LauritsenGardens.org/tickets. Go. But before you get to the tickets page, look at the pictures.
Yes.
On the front page, and you'll get an idea of what the size and scope and how cool this really is. And the fact that we've all been shut up inside for so long, and it's beautiful spring weather, and getting out to a place like Lauritsen Gardens just in general is
right.
A great idea for the family.
And as I said, I didn't write this, but I'm going to say it. It's a dynamite exhibit. Great. I mean,
How can you not say that when you're talking about dinosaurs?
It's a dynamite exhibit. So don't miss it. But this other story, a little bit more on the serious side. There are some, they're calling them food bans, but that's not exactly true. But in the United States, California, Missouri, Illinois, Pennsylvania, New York, in particular, some everyday snack foods are facing a ban unless the additives are banned, and then they reformulate their recipes. Lucky Charms, Flamin' Hot Cheetos, Oreos, and Gatorade, for example.
Okay.
And so I went to the news stories themselves to kind of follow up on this. And somebody's even calling it the Skittles ban. But it's the chemicals that they use in the food that are all, these chemicals are banned in most all of Europe, most all of the world, actually. The United States is about the only place that you can use some of these additives. And it's because of the potential carcinogenic chemicals, vegetable oil, potassium bromate. You can read the red dye number three. We've heard about that. And they're either going to ban the chemicals, and I'm not sure which way they're going on this, but this apparently has, it's like reached the point where there have been some laws introduced in March in New York to literally ban the chemicals. So that means that the foods won't be out there. Gatorade is on that list. I said that, did I?
Good. Yeah, good. I kind of like the fact that they're maybe kind of reining this in a little bit and not just setting us out to the wolves because of lobbyists and money, and they're actually maybe looking after us because we are probably one of, if not the unhealthiest country in the world.
Without a doubt. And it is because of loose regulations like that. This includes Nerds and M&Ms. Doritos are in there, all Doritos, actually. Flamin' Hot Cheetos in particular, because they use a number of these chemicals. But you can find it if you look up food ban or food chemical ban. You can find several stories on this and talking about some of the recipes that need to be overhauled. But the ban includes 13 additives in all, that there are definitely some issues, everything from adrenal tumors to literally DNA mutations in white blood cells.
Jeez.
I mean, I'm like, seriously?
Oh my God.
So anyway, keep your eye on that, because that is something you hear people talk about all the time when they go to another country and they eat the same food. Number one, it tastes better. And number two, they don't see the weight gain or the weight fluctuations by eating the same foods that they eat in this country. there's something.
God, Doritos are good.
And like McDonald's, they say that there is something that they add in the meat in McDonald's, and it is addictive. It is something that makes you crave it. And the same with their French fries.
Yeah, because they're good.
So it's not just that they're really, really good. It's made to make you think they're really, really good, and you just have to have them. And that's not what it is.
Well, that's unfortunate, because they are really, really good.
You think they are. You got to break the chain, man. Break the cycle. You got to. Yeah. All right. So finally, the last story, and I'm saving this one for last, is because I was absolutely shocked. I'm like, all these big headlines going on. And we're going to wrap it up with the fact that the White House, I cannot believe they had to post this, but the White House has admitted that Joe Biden was lying when he suggested his uncle was eaten by cannibals in New Guinea in World War II.
I mean, that's a great headline. I mean, we kind of knew that could is like an unspoken thing, but thank God they set the record straight.
It is, and honestly, Karine Jean-Pierre, the mental gymnastics and the physical gymnastics almost when she's standing at the podium trying to answer some of these questions instead of just saying yes.
Yeah.
She could have just said, yes, that's true.
Do you think she ever goes backstage and like goes to the president, like, dude, help me help you. Like, please help me help you. I'm sure she probably has a cocktail waiting for her after every press conference. Cause she's got to do some dancing.
Every press secretary has it hard, but she's had it really, really rough.
Yeah.
And she, when they asked her about this, that it was proven to be that it was untrue, and they asked her about it at the podium. She first kind of deflected by saying just how incredibly proud he was of his uncle. And then she went on to say, when you ask about the moment yesterday, his uncle did lose his life in the military, but he crashed in the Pacific after he took off from New Guinea. So there was no, I went to New Guinea with the government and we found pieces of the plane and there was nothing left of him. And the cannibals ate him. That did not happen. So that reminded me, just to put a nice little bow on it, of our old favorite Kim Jong-il.
Yeah.
North Korea statesman extraordinaire. Mm-hmm. And you might remember,
he was a fun follow.
Right. What were some of his accomplishments? I think like he was like a top level horseman at 5 years old. He learned 6 languages by 3.
Yeah. He was the leading gymnast, whatever. Like it was all this stuff. Basically like Forrest Gump. Like he could do everything great.
Did everything. So one of them, I looked up just a short list because some of the others weren't on there, because there is a more extensive list that goes into detail, and nobody could ever counter him because you'd get killed. Mm-hmm. You just disappear.
Yeah.
But his birth supposedly was prophesized by a swallow, claiming to, and apparently that's what caused, I got to think about when his birth happened, it was like a divine birth. And his birth is believed to have been prophesied by a swallow igniting a bright star in the sky. Does that sound familiar?
Yeah.
Anybody read the Bible? and then it changed the seasons from winter to spring. And it caused a double rainbow when he was born. He invented the hamburger. That was another one that was in here. And a couple of the others, more interestingly, at the age, let's see, it was, he said that he had a 38 under par on an 18-hole golf course, which is amazing, and 11 holes in one.
Wow. I mean, that is, and he was still technically an amateur.
Right. And the score was verified by 17 of his bodyguards. I don't know if there were 19 and only 17 were left.
Yeah. Formerly 19 bodyguards. These are my 17 bodyguards that said that I got 11 holes in one.
Exactly. and I remember anything that was put out was only read by North Koreans, until some of this information finally got out to other people. So according to state media, he was regarded as the world's greatest statesman. He also was a fashion icon. So all of his people thought that he was hailed because of his khaki pantsuits that zip down the middle, right?
Yeah.
Another one was his height complex. He was 5'3". So he wore platform shoes all the time. He was also really mad at anybody that was taller than him or anybody who wanted to be taller. So it was rumored, couple of things. First off, he only hired bodyguards that were shorter than he was when he was in his platform shoes. So he always appeared to be the tallest one. And the other one was to rid North Korea of any short people, the government would distribute pamphlets advertising a wonder drug that would make you taller. Anybody who responded, they were exiled to an island.
Yeah, you got to be careful about, you got to really think it through in North Korea if you get a email survey from the government. Like, you have to really think this out.
It's like, is this a trap?
Gosh,
is this a trick question?
Just constant anxiety.
And if you don't answer, you probably get in trouble too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Those poor people.
See, it could be way worse.
Yeah, right? It could be way worse.
Those are my words of encouragement for the day. It could be worse.
Oh my gosh. I just can't write it.
So rolling into the weekend, anything going on?
No. This is our first weekend. We haven't had anything planned for like 3 weeks. Haven't had anything that we had to do or, you know, so it's like nothing. Costco run for sure. Gonna mow. And that's all really that's on the table.
I haven't mowed yet either at all. I haven't mowed even once.
I'm excited for it.
Yeah, I need to. It's going to seed in the backyard and I really don't care. I'm sure the pooper scooper guy wishes I'd mow.
I'm sure he does.
I might get it done here in a couple days. We'll see how it goes. Okay.
All right, you guys have a great weekend. Don't forget on Monday, if you're listening to this on Friday over the weekend, on Monday, 11:30 is when we're going to do our Facebook Live. So thank you guys. Appreciate it. Appreciate the support, rate, review, and subscribe. Have a great one.
Pat and JT Podcast, a Huda Media Production.